Sivya Sarama Vira Adesha, Adan, Dimbe, Mimbo, Jodan, Jay. So at that time, if we check ourselves, you know, where we are, then we will know that we are in a gathering to listen to the teachings.
Wana nga chu je san le ja wana chu sing de kan de chi che gu re sa la so na chu sing de gang ja gu re si de ta chi.
So we are at the place where we going to practice, and you know, practice means, you know, to meditate or to get familiarized with.
Una ganjo gugu na ni ganjo chi de he gugu re ni de shi bi tan da le ni nge de ni ni chue shi gu ye da wo chi nge pa de gu ro la da le de.
So if we want to meditate, then you know we need to know how to meditate. So that kind of, you know, motivation or attitude is necessary.
And
And in the Buddhist practice, there are different practice. Some are for the individual, you know, liberation, and some are, you know, practice, you know, for ourselves as well as for the sake of all sentient beings.
Then she was saying that the thought to Jenny Chejumar spent the Tantaran Chiumbatanji, send the Chiumbas on the majority. Need Joan Dennis on the Zobi Sanjay commencing the Matapa, the ending at ambitious in the Yonan Ching is singing Betapa, the Tarim Bojagas and Sundua.
So, what we are going to, you know, do here is, you know, the practice that benefit ourselves and as well as for the infinite sentient beings. So, you know, before we begin our practice, we bear in mind that, you know, to you know, immediate result or the expectation of the result, there would be a failure. So what we need is we need to have a patience that, you know, from now on until, you know, we attain Buddhahood, you know, it may take, you know, many lifetimes, or it may take eons, who knows, it depends on our practice. So we need that kind of, you know, far-sighted, not a, you know, a kind of, you know, immediate, you know, expectations.
So
if we consider ourselves as a, you know, Dharma practitioner, then, you know, what we need to, you know, obtain or, you know, achieve is that, you know, when we arrive at the end of our life, you know, then, you know, at that time, we are, you know, embracing the next life with joyfully.
So then the couple in a Susuki Chukala in it sent the Javala Tayundi in the Kanje Jupa Maji Meva Tanchi Tachi Oshimando la Tachem, Choma Sosangi, Dinsus Shuki Menayata, Rani Ranila, Job Mugua Tanji, Rotuay Monetone, then also Chego Sarilada. That sent the Chu Chippy, Takasun Rochi Mindo.
So people like us, you know, that kind of, you know, achievement is, you know, is hard. But at least for us, like us, you know, when, you know, we are dying at that time, at least we have no any regrets looking back in our life, you know, at least we can do that. We don't have any regrets that, you know, we have done, you know, we have practiced, you know, as much as we can, that kind of, you know, sense of confidence. To gain that kind of thing is important, because, you know, we got the opportunity to meet the Dharma and consider ourselves as a practitioner. So that kind of, practice that, when that critical time, only our practice will, able to help us or benefit us. So, that kind of wholesome practice, we got the opportunity to listen, so we try to shape our motivation in that way, and we try to do a brief meditation on our motivation.
Tendu ki kyun chhimba chhinje na ne kaun se ba se chhe ne thoma da ja den ba sa ja to ba gis ton ani ba de pen de ta na ji yin chhe yme ta ji che ani thama ani ji ba ta ba ta da gi nyane chhe ne ani sa ji ji ko bon ta ye ni lo sa mo ji re
sa ba so with this good motivation we are going to listen to the Lamrim teaching which trace back to the historical Buddha Shakyamuni himself, and then to the India, and then come to Tibet, and then compose the this Lamrim text by Lama Tsongkhapa.
Chodang kono chigi chichu chingwe chane chigi chichu de hiwe de tomato sa de sanje la de padu pente ta tsogi ta je chane chingwe me de ta.
So in generally, the practice which possess the three greatness, that means that, first the practice should be taught by Buddha Shakyamuni, and then later, all the great Indian masters, checked and, analyzed that if there is any, if there happen any pollutions or mistakes like that, and clear by the Indian masters, and then at the end the practitioner put the practice into practice and gain the unmistaken realizations. So if that kind of practice is considered as authentic, unmistaken, and that kind of practice possess the three greatness like mentioned in Lamre.
Then do you choose in your son, Rani, you choose the Pamal and the Chugi Rani, Silia in Topayamare,
so do I. So, if we are able to find that kind of practice, then if we ourselves don't, deceive Dharma, that practice, then, practice itself, cannot deceive the practitioner.
Hence, when we choose to repeat that in our own, when we choose to run it, the pento je choose to be the one which is more to it. Choose to collect the one which is more to it. Can you learn the method of use of the one?
So even though practice is so great, but we don't realize that it is solely benefit for ourselves. We forgot that, and we consider the practice means so hard, and when you practice you're gonna be so miserable, like that. That is why we are we are in that kind of situation.
Penanen ba tsoje jin so na ni me khro ka si khati yin so na ko mi so na thong gu du sha ju je gu du ko nepal pali yin me ju je de tse gi tso che wa che gu du ko che se chen ka le jo gu du ala nga so de na gi chu ju chen si so na pa nepal tu chang de ngo su cha de ro wa sa.
So likewise, if somebody is really ill, then he know the benefit of his medication and surgeries or whatever, he know that will benefit him, then the patient will endure all the hardships or pains, or even the medication is so bitter, he don't mind it, he will tolerate and use it. So Dharma practice also like that, in terms of Dharma language, we are really very ill. So in order to cure that, we need to practice hard, and we need to give up lot of fun things or luxuries or whatever.
Dang also gonshi ba chi chu de ni sai sa che je bi no ge ni sa che je pa te ba no de de wa sa ga.
So what we are doing today is out of the four chapters we are at the last chapter, we are going through the last chapter.
Saje jeba de lon nyanga cheshu de garyo re sa do na ni long je zawa xian ni de bi xing de ba sa.
So the last chapter's main theme is point is the root of the path is to reliance on the spiritual master or guru.
Ni shenye de tene kharche gur se de shenye de tene ni la la lo gur se de ni ni pa de sa wa de ja ne ni kar sa ga tang zo de de se gur ha ka che ka je tene che lo ang khala de sa ne ga ro gur se de wo chi ni shenye de tene ni zo be sang je ji ko mo le ro ye la la lo gur se de ni sa je ni sa je ji bi ni pa de yu gur la de ji pa le ni ye bi ni pa de.
So first is the part, the second part of the, you know, last chapter is that once you reliance on your guru, then what you have to do is you have to, you know, you have to train the mind, you know, through that, you know, you will lead, you know, to a Buddhahood or enlightenment. That is what you do after you, you know, find a guru.
Tashini tensil ne kanje che guru sa sona ko thanta do do chen pe ne chung sin do de de tem ba sing de la ni ngo da lo do ga ba sa ngo sen ni gang ka de jago re s ni gang de ne jago re se de ni ko la lo do chi ge ni gang jo sona yin chi mi jin jo ga chi kon ro gur ma de che ga che sona ni gang de chu ro gur se ne ni do ba yin ne ga so ge ni te la lo do ga ba sa ka do yo re sa la da da.
So then the first chapter, it says, you know, how to, you know, how to reliance on the guru, the, you know, method or the techniques, you know, are revealed. And, you know, and then it means to meditate on the reliance on the guru. So, you know, when you meditate, then, you know, to dispel the misconceptions, like, you know, you need to do only, you know, stabilizing meditation. You don't need analytical meditation. So, you know, some thought that way. So, and, you know, it clarifies that, you know, you need the analytical meditation as well as the, you know, stabilizing meditation both.
Ngaso ganje chede ne chegan da jogan ni ye ba ji cha chebe tonen ro gur sala da le ngaso e tanda lang ri chimo gi pa je da lo to ga ton si cha che son di jiro mo chi lu la sena ri go jer ta ga je lang ri nyang len chen ye te yin na ni gan la che gan da ni jogan ni ga sun re chen ne yu te nge pa de al te zai dang jan ro chi so so ji am ba ne jo yan ro chi go ro ta ga je rang lu ro chi rang lu ro de ga re se son ani che gan da jogan ni ga
So, if we consider ourselves as a Lamrim practitioner, then, you know, in Lama Tsongkhapa's tradition, you know, the practitioner need both the analytical and the stabilizing meditation, both, you know, in union. or alternate.
That is just because in our society, these human institutions, these jobs are not. That is, but locally,
so we talked that you know, 2-3 days before. So now we will go through the text.
Just in the tenuous area, Maru Mado, then. 제가 간제 제국으로 제가 제국이 진세 가르래 대전아니 저때지 잡혀지 벤트다 용 가르이 잡된 여래 생이 든득이 이제 쉬우저셔라다.
So you know, if we really, you know, taking keen interest in this, you know, subjects, then you know we will find that, you know, analytical meditation is very important, and as well as there are many, you know, testimonies, and as well as, you know, scriptural authorizations for that technique.
Penang ye tishie na pen tishie ngu chagu ma lisang pen na jiru mo chiji jiong shi jiache yu di.
So
sōngwa dī, dāchā tēmbā khurāng kī sēcē dāyī sēcē dā sōngwa nāngyī chōng chōng chēne. Jī, lō tō tē tā kātsu chōy tē tē lō shōng lō rī sē jā mā shā wā chē, nī shō nī gā nē chē bā chēne, nī jē bī jab tēn lā, jī sēn jab tēn chēne rōngyī chōng chōng rī lā tā kā dī yu nā.
So, you know, in Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching is always, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa make it clear, you know, he don't just, you know, write down and, you know, without any ground of, you know, reasoning or, you know, a testimony by a great Indian masters, you know, like that. So, you know, so whatever the Lama Tsongkhapa's writing are very clear and, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa himself do a lot of research, lot of, you know, analysis, and then, you know, establish it very clear, make it very clear. It is the unique writing of the Lama Tsongkhapa.
Kepa pena kenda che mongpo tenzhe thoma ene khaji chuti shokhen onge jero mochi la khatong ene shoma jero mochi che zhiong la ene shisa ache ne jeyo di ene chis shaba penge tenzhe pe mongpo chongwa re salada risma tibi chulu no.
So in old days there are many, you know, scholars that, you know, at the beginning, you know, they kind of, you know, criticize Lama Tsongkhapa and don't like Lama Tsongkhapa and, you know, because of the bias thoughts or whatever the reason. Then later on, those scholars, you know, see the Lama Tsongkhapa's writing and, you know, they realize, you know, his knowledge, wisdom and so on, then they really, you know, confess all those things and become a, you know, true disciple of Lama Tsongkhapa's.
Lapa de jura mochi ki zhungda de sanje yundi, nang jo yungi kepa de sik, na yi jen, pena nga tsu jencha la gangi de sa, jencha mungu chodi, jencha tonga gabu chen na yi. Geza nāyī jīn sōng shāyā rā, kēpā nāng jō yōngi tā sāgī, nāyī jīn chā chā gō rā sā, nāyī bē jīn sōng shāyā rā.
And also Lama Tsongkhapa said that, you know, when we know the intents of the Buddha, then, you know, we will have a deep admiration for the teaching of, for the Buddha. So, and as well as, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's writing are said to be the heir ornament of the, you know, great scholars.
Mambu xie ne de la denbi de bang an sa, mambu pewa tang an sa. Kuyu nimi dama kundu chi ne, yin jung xin sa, jua ma wang tang, tabi pen yang an sa, go dama ne tong ye de la denyi dha ba tang an sa, shang chu ji san tang, xin ru la su bi, xio ba nga ca wa dama kundu chi ne, de da le do du me bi, de ba dang dun ba. Zunpa nang jie jie sun ruwa, tang jie jang su su tu bi shira ji sun ruwa ji tuyang la xie ne gongpa kwa na la ra lin bi es. Lo dan denpa nang ji cun de la xin ji jiwa mini bi ngen pa zhang wang xia wu es.
So we read through the text now. We are in 113 at the last, you know, paragraph or whatever. So furthermore, by using discerning wisdoms to conduct analytical meditation on the meaning of the scriptures, you understand the many attributes of the good qualities of the three jewels and the like, and you then greatly increase the faith associated with these attributes extra. Also, once you have used analytical meditation to comprehend the many faults of the cyclic existence, you develop great disgust for the disenchantments with cyclic existence, and you then see the benefit of liberation from many perspectives. So you then diligently seek liberations. Using this meditation, you even fathom the spirits of the enlightenment and many wondrous activities of the six perfections and so on. This greatly increases your irreversible faith, aspirations, and joyous perseverance. As all of this is based exclusively on the use of discerning wisdoms in order to conduct analytical meditation on the meaning of the scriptures, the intelligence should in this manner bring about such certainty that other cannot sway them away from it.
Tegi tenda karasana pena soso to be shiro se sona yile chiba chi yin shiro chi soso to be shiro se la de chidan chidan shiro se yin yile chiba chi be chen shiro se la gri la da ale chidan go shiro menge chi yo ma re na ko shiro zo mo zo se tenda soso to be shiro se yin de ni zo yile chiba ju je chi ni lo chi ji me re sa la da.
So you know, we all have a wisdom. Here it says discerning wisdom. Discerning wisdom means that, you know, the wisdom that analyze the object.
In the Tendu Yososo to be sure the Yitian any Shanchu Yisenda any Jesse Shanchu Samana Jeshubang, what's up made the Shuanta La any Rani La Yumil, Rani Julian Juman, you say the Soso to be sure Chigola Ranagri.
So, like mentioned here, you know, wondrous activities of the six perfections and so on, the, you know, with, you know, if you have a discerning wisdom, you know, it really you know, make you irreversible faith, aspirations, and joyous perseverance.
Chodo soso to be sure say the mean da wuchi relada. Me men no longa yasachi keke hego marawasala da. Chodo ne maso.
So this discerning wisdom here it says is like a eye to see the world. So you know, if you don't have that, you know, you can see nothing.
When so pen pe yan jin ryo pen mo da de ten ke no mo jo da sa ja de bo chi le he go ka ba jin ro go ya son mi me nge jin pi ge de len ro na jin le he jin yo ma ro la da ten na ge so so to bi shiro yi ga mo jo je sa ja sa le he jin yo ma re sa la da.
So if we don't have this kind of wisdom, then there's no way we can attain Buddhahood. It is like, you know, blind man, you know, cannot reach anywhere, you know, by walking, something like that.
Tio sanje koro rang so le pen pa xian tong bang abo de min lu re yes ni xie ro pa xian de le so ne ni jin mi dan de ba ji ye ni gong zhuo sai ron de ye ze ge chong qian yi san ba de le xie ro pa xian chi ge de san de song ye de san la da.
So Buddha Shakyamuni himself said that, you know, the above of five perfections, generosity and so on, are blind, you know, if you don't have the, you know, discerning wisdoms. So the wisdom is like a eye, or, you know, of a practitioner to perfect all those, you know, perfections,
practice. shede chana mipa chile tse chibi dingyen zin che ghe sun che we se dingyen zin tenpo mendubo she se ro se.
We read through the text. Those with a small, very small understanding on how to meditate might say the followings. If you do too much analysis with discernments and sustain that in meditation, you will hinder your concentration, which is one pointed upon a single object of meditation. So you will not achieve firm concentration.
Sen mipa chi la chi tan duen duen du shabe chubi tingin zin nga ma rupa sati rupi tsena mipa tama la xe na te che wa menje yu es. Te ma rupa tu te rupi gong la yo gong nyi nyi shao xe se na ne kuwa cha ke chan duen pa yin la asa. Te tabi tingin zin te rupi nga ru tu xe gong ma na tingin zin te yu gi sun duen na ne dingin zi dhulu shinta chenpi gongre ne sheba tenye mago wa se de esa.
So, a reply for that, you know, kind of, you know, comment or the arguments, the reply is, I will explain this. Concentration allows you to willfully fix your attention on any single object of meditation. If you have not already achieved such a concentration, then this concentration will not develop. If you attempt to achieve it for the first time while analyzing many objects, therefore simply do stabilizing meditation to achieve concentration until you attain it. If this is what you mean by your clum, then I agree. However, you might assert that if you do too much analytical meditation prior to achieving concentration, you hinder your concentration. If this is the case, then it is clear that you do not understand the way to achieve concentrations as it is explained in the commentaries of the great Trailblazers.
Because they were Tombo de Yeni, Pena Shene Dubatis and Haja, the Shene Dubatis and Aini, Chigo Mobaches on a Mipa Tundogri, Yukumares and the Lavache. Tell Jerumachi Lejo de any Shene Junin Hashene Tomanyung, Shene Satu Duguena, Muni Dubatis and Raw, Pena Sanjay Kunda, which will Mipa Japatis and Shaban Tamanjas on the thing in the two Tugri, the Nella Taran Kelly years.
So, like mentioned here, you know, to achieve the single pointed, you know, meditation, then you know, whatever your argument above there is true, you know, you gotta be, you know, concentrate on the chosen objects, whatever the, you know, is a, you know, body of the Buddha Shakyamuni. So you need to concentrate single pointedly on that chosen object. If you do many, you know, analytical things, then, you know, you will have a hard time to attain single pointed meditations, concentrations.
Pena tundriki sanji jikola pena jogang maje bin haro to ini jiga jie jogang mare sa lao sona shinta chimbi yung kandang tingu mare kandang gawa chagre yung sona.
So before doing the single pointed meditation, without doing analytical meditation, if you meant by that, you know, whatever mentioned here, then you know it would be really, you know, contradict with, you know, all those great Indian masters.
Pena sa ta shiji dong lo pena 세당 이네스 가와 케베 양당 양데 메시신스 양당 양도 추주네 점마다 니마 탕지 양데 신도 녜신 레스로원 주베 주베스 텐네 나젠라 수비 젠차 쭌든데도 주베 초바 젠도스 몰라 녀모다 녜이 녀모바다 녜셔 나 녜셔 나라스 나피 렌데다 코이 님이 감발라 수비 꺼내시와 따스 수소도 비 싫어지 대다게 님이 양당 양도 감베 세께도 동안 주어다 조안 주위 이 이제 세 메세 바젠도 나쇼나 레스 마 파사 나쇼 나 레이 레치 이심 쇼바 지시 시자 시진스 주마다 주마대다 장라스 신예지 인데 당 덴조 덴치와다 공초소제 인데 다 까비 렌데다 장추지 선제 편연로수 비거네 중앙다 소소도 비 싫어지 대다게 인데 양당양 감바다 셀렌반 조와 조와탄사 조와스 알레 당원주 이시지 세 추와다 가쇼나라 이 모두 쇼바다 가와시네 게유 추지 셀렌바 셰도스 대단제나 실라 건조반데바 텔라 이때바 세와면반 주베 대답이 시간에 메토비 띵엔지 주비 토초지 임비 셔로스 아티바도로로
We read through the text, you know, the analogy here, giving the analogy. For example, when you skilled smith, when a skilled smith repeatedly burns a gold and silver in a fire and repeatedly washes them in water, they are purified of all their defilements and residues. The gold and the silver then become very soft and palleable. Hence, they are ready to be transformed into whatever ornaments you want, such as earrings. Likewise, you initially use your discerning wisdom to meditate repeatedly on faults, such as afflictions, the secondary afflictions, karmic effects of wrongdoings, and the fault of cyclic existence, according to their order in scriptures. This makes you completely displeased or disenchanted. By bringing this to mind, you turn away from the group of non-virtuous things and clear away these defilements like burning gold in fire. Next, you use your discerning wisdoms to meditate repeatedly on good qualities, such as the good qualities of the teachers, the great importance of the leisure and opportunity, good qualities of the three jewels, virtuous karma and its effects, and benefit of the spirit of enlightenment. Again, according to their order in scripture, this causes the mind to become moist or clear, like washing gold in water. Bringing this to mind directs the mind toward the virtuous group of phenomena, causes delights, and then moisten the mind with virtue. Once this happens, focus your mind on what you want to achieve, either meditative serenity or insight, and you will accomplish it without difficulties. Therefore, such analytical meditation is the superior method for achieving non-decrusive concentration.
Nasen la su bi chima dang nima la mishu ba ni ji jo wa xie la. nyamo ba chen je yi me de wa la me sho ba ni dang sa ge yi sho la ngo ba ga wa la ngo du sho ba ni je ngo ba ga wa an xie na sa nyen jo ba de se de xie ne je sho sa la tong gi sho gan dang gan da la nge ba jang wa xie ba de dan de da la xin de nye ba jo wa dang xin de nyen jo ma de ne de nyen jo xin de ne de be ba dang me yo wa dang me gu ba ji xin sa jeta sambi tuen te da ma tuen yang da ban zhu bi shir roa yang jo ro xie song so wa sa de.
So this is the same, you know, the scripture authorization which stayed by Asanga. In the same way, the noble being Asanga says, for example, in order for Smith or their skilled apprentice to purify silver or gold of all defilements and impurities, they burn it in fire and wash it in water. By doing this, they understand that they can make it into this or that ornament by ways of their service abilities and palabilities. Then those who know the appropriate craft, the smiths and their skilled apprentices, use the smith tools to transform the metal into whatever kind of ornaments they want. Likewise, yogis and the yoginis become disenchanted by simply not turning their mind toward any impurities or defilements, such as covetousness. They create delight simply by not turning toward the unhappiness of the afflicted mind and by being inclined toward joy in the group of virtues. Then they do this, their mind become linked to and calmly settled upon. Without fluctuation or movements, the object to which they apply them within the scope of serenity or insights. They then can use their mind to properly attain whatever objective for which they aim. So like mentioned here, you know, the skilled smith, you know, they burn, wash their silver and gold, so it become really flexible. So like, you know, goldsmith do with the gold, yogis do the same thing with their, you know, mind. You know, they purify the impurities, defilements, and all those, you know, contaminated things. And then, you know, then they turn the mind, you know, become their mind calm, and you know, then they focus on the chosen object to achieve the single pointed mind. So we read through the text again. Laxity and the excitements are the true principle conditions that are unfavorable for attaining a concentration within the mind, steadfastly stay upon one object of meditation. Mm-hmm.
Delhaas, kuncho la sobe yin ten tong yu lo shu tra la jin rinwa yu na xiong jo ba xin da la de es. Di yi nyebo ni yin ten tong yu go ni sen xin do ba yin ba tse den teme sung bi shiro osa.
So we read again, with respect to this, if you have a very forceful and long-lasting awareness of the good qualities of the three jewels and the like, you will easily eliminate laxity.
Mataba da dunghiwa la supi nimi tongyi lo shu tra la jinriwa ya na gopa jeba shinda la de es. Gopa nende cha chi cha tobi sen yinwa yinbe es. Di yi nipo la jo shengha pa yungtima ni sunbi shiro osa.
We read again, many authorities state that a remedy for laxity is uplifting the mind by means of seeing good qualities. Likewise, if you have a very forceful and long-lasting awareness of the fault of impermanence, suffering, and the like, you will easily eliminate excitements. So we read through the text again. Many scriptures say that disenchantment is praised as the remedy for excitement because excitement is a mental distraction involving attachment. So, you know, when we try to meditate, we cannot hold our mind to the chosen object, even for a moment, you know. Why is that so is? So, Rinpoche is not sure about, you know, us, but for him, you know, when he tried to meditate for a one rosary of mani mantra, Rinpoche cannot able to concentrate single pointedly even for that moment. So, you know, when Rinpoche is doing one rosary, you know, one mala, you know, mani mantra, at that time, you know, if somebody has a clairvoyance and see, you know, Rinpoche's, what Rinpoche's mind is going through, then, you know, there is a infinite, you know, activities happening in Rinpoche's mind. So, you know, maybe Rinpoche's mind is going to Tibet, India, in America, and meeting some people, going for shopping, and, you know, it's totally chaos and crazy. So what is the fault of all this cause to, you know, wander the mind is either it is a laxity or either is a, you know, excitement. So, you know, wandering the mind outside the chosen meditation object is because of the, you know, excitements.
So,
So these two mental, you know, laxity and mental destruction, mental excitements. So laxity, mental laxity is like, you know, a person is in a deep or, you know, intense lethargy. So, you know, cannot able to do anything, no any energies like that. And the excitement is like a really, you know, strong and full of activities like a crazy person.
Bene zupo bede nyang tong de wuchi chan chi chi pon de wuchi chan nyang tong de wuchi chan jin ki chu tong ni ma dong chi chi de yuen do la da de xiang a yong yong wo.
So sometimes we feel like that, you know, we are so lethargy and feel so, you know, no energy like that, because that happens because it caused by the lethargy, laxity. Some meditator, you know, they cannot able to distinguish the, you know, deep single-pointed meditation and the laxity. So, you know, they remain in laxity for a long time. They think they are in a good meditation. So about this laxity and mental excitement, you know, it will elaborate later on the chapter.
Wana shingwa sengi de yong suna ani katu kola nyeba kare de angur sa suna ani kunchu suna su bu ye ni taba da ani sanje je ni ye de den ru ki san do ne ni sen la ta da sen la ji zhuang dang de wo ji le gu do ya ji yong yong zhe ji yong chang zhe wo ji.
So when we you know, doing a single pointed meditation on the chosen object at that time, if the laxity happens, then the immediate, you know, antidote is like, you know, reflecting on the good qualities of the three jewels and so on, that will uplift our mind. So uplifting the mind is, you know, like, you know, like gaining a confidence, or, you know, or lightening our mind. So in order to, you know, get that, you know, we need to reflect on the, you know, on the on whatever mentioned here. So, for example, like, you know, some kids are so lazy and, you know, they are in laxity. And when they call for their favorite sport, you know, then they are really uplifted, you know, immediately. And, you know, they have a confidence in their, you know, favorite sports. So, you know, they become so active, immediately.
Gopa sengi te ki nimi te tawa di ini mata pa te dongi wala su sana dona ini sen la pena trila te lego la de pena ngazo pena te ki sen la karish pe go sa sona sen la trila te lego ta ngazo leka te joba cha jomo te se de zo ro du se de tanda chimbo ti ton tanda chimbo te ton ne du se de zo ro du se leka de lenga de pe de du se ta lanso zo ro su ni do ala te nyanga ka ki go sa sona pe gi yin donghe tele pene shena senare donghe tele tabi yin dente tone yin duse de bete kan ro mishin ge yin do la te kare kare ta re se sona yin dente tone senare nimi tone sen de ji yin yi ni no yin de chu 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 ro ge sa la
so when we have our mental excitements so to overcome that mental excitements we need to apply the awareness of the fault of impermanence and the suffering nature of cyclic existence. So it will overcome the mental excitements, because it knows the losing the time, and it realized the urgency to practice and overcome those things.
Kurono sundo wa pena choshe shu chenbo yogores pena senla chonang da bujle di pena rani dunghe tele chonang tele di rani dunghe tele tanang ji lo te gore ani je dunghe tele chonang tele di tele ti mi ni ji le gore te gi senba tele chen ma de mi ji ni so de ji ku yi shu ren yo do.
So when we know aware of impermanence and the suffering nature of ourself, then it will bring a sense of urgency to meditate, and as well as if we see the suffering nature of others and the impermanent nature of the other sentient beings, then it will immediately causes to enhance our compassion toward all sentient beings.
Then a koi nimi son sen la joshi le de sen ducha chagman hyoba chagman de sen shede chagula da sen hyule chagure pen chohi se hiji sengi de de chohi rani le le de sen ba de ji donghe ngo le be son ji jin ma re sala da.
So if we are aware of the impermanence and the suffering nature, then it really don't let us ourselves down, but rather it will bring peace in our mind. So if we saw the suffering nature of the other sentient beings, then it makes us, our mind, come down, in a good way. And also it will bring a sense of closeness toward that suffering being. If we have a sense of closeness toward the other sentient beings, then, you know, we will able to take the responsibilities and as well as voluntarily, you know, working toward that sentient beings, helping toward that sentient beings.
Tendriye yenge tanle de kote lesona ini semba no yingwa de ge mare rajin kanru gi tyanda cheba ne besen chegris.
So, you know, if we gain that kind of, you know, responsibilities and, you know, and volunteer, you know, acceptance to work for the suffering nature, then, you know, our mind will not distract for other things than to work for those, you know, those things.
Did you yinji meji chiron tsa ye shene ru di kar gu gu re ni ne ba kar chuan kar yin gu re ni chuan yin wa de shen de shen wa de go pa sing de re ni la re chen mo nu ne shen wa gi chuan lan de ta shu go bi chuan lan de ta shu sa song do de su pa so so gi de ne zi po pe ne nyang le cheng yin na de ne zi po ne de ka tu le tang da kar du de le ma la le du ne kan du ta ne ni mo ne ya bo ya la da ko ka ye la ye ra re che de ji jong mo bo ne song xia du song do.
So, you know, so whenever we do the single pointed meditation at that time, we need to know that, you know, the obstacles for that meditation is laxity and mental excitements, and also to overcome these two, you know, hindrance or obstacles, there is a, you know, antidote to apply. You know, these are very important, and these are, you know, effective, and these are reliable, and you know, it mentioned in many practices. So, you know, we really need to keep in mind these important things.
Bena shingyo ni gichyo da se de inji mi chine ro ma ngoro su gi tujin me tse tse da de ba chi chenge so na inji mi ji shingyo gichyo da kor sa la da ka se ngo zon ro du ni so gi shyo la la inji mi ji tempa de shiye ni gi zen de ro gur so so la da.
So not, and also not only for the meditator, but in our everyday day-to-day, you know, life, you know, this to overcome this laxity and mental excitements is very crucial too. So, you know, like we mentioned earlier, you know, that, you know, how we need to walk, how we need to sit, how we need to sleep, all those things we, you know, we listened before. So, you know, all for all these things, you know, there's always this laxity and excitements are the hindrances. So, you know, to overcome these things at this time also very necessary. So, you know, from beginningless time, you know, we have never, you know, dictate our mind, and our mind, we are under the control of our mind, and our mind is under the control of those, you know, mental defilements. So, you know, when we talk about this kind of practice, then it seems like really far away things.
tenans shenye la tepa jangwa nes juse jangwa menche la jetsang de man jetsang de man de gamba tetsang de kepan jibi tengen ze tembo na dela don ro ba yino sa.
We read through the text again. Therefore, you will easily attain the firm concentration which please the learned to a degree commensurate with your cultivation of the training, beginning with faith in the teacher and ending with the engaged spirit of enlightenment. So as mentioned before, so you know, beginning with the meditation on the reliance on the teacher and in between, you know, more we, you know, do the analytical meditation, greater the chances to attain the single-pointed, mind.
Del kazinge la imbala da ngatsum bene churan no ne tsoba yiru yonse karala tsoba yiru botsewa kasela ni tsoba botsewa de zang je dang da ji ka wa da dang da de ngen che wa do sala da te ngone thone che na nyone jenge na da ga rang che ne yong go ya sara wa sa.
So as Rinpoche told before too, that you know in the monastery's courtyard when they do the debates, in one subject, more debate, you know, happen. That subject later on is, hard to forget, and also, you know, it is very, stabilized in their mind. So, you know, no matter, you know, how long it has been, but it remember very clearly. So likewise, if we do the, you know, in our meditation too, more we do the analytical meditation in such subject, that, you know, subject would be, you know, hard to forget.
Tat jende tata ba che jin se che sheba shigi shige se nyue sheba shila sheba na chudu lo yi kun rawa koda sana honka wa sumba ni shindu le shin se mebe se. Tare mi bi go yin se ne u kasan butzang re maronte sha maronte se. Tene tusan ji du dan se nyanglen ji du. She chu mandu she bada nyangne ji gou yin gawan zinbi loto yinbi shiro zindu.
We read through the text again. Not only must you sustain stabilizing meditation after you become free of both excitements and laxity, but you must also sustain analytical meditation. Because of this, the knowledgeable gurus of the lineage that handed down these personal instructions conveyed a clear understanding of whatever object of meditation they transmitted. In order to do this, they first thought over the meaning of the appropriate passage from the, both the sutras and the commentaries in light of their guru's personal instructions. In reaching this presentation with the saying of the former gurus, they comprehensively explained the topic of meditation. They also said that success is more difficult for those who contemplate on their own than for those who transform their mind in a classroom, where those who know how to explain the teaching do so for those who know how to listen. This statement is excellent and true. Therefore, it is improper to say, now is the time for meditation, and then solely do a little meditation for the saying, a time for study and reflection and a time for practice, expresses the misconception that extensive explanation of the teaching is not compatible with the context of practice.
Pena ganjong de nyane chenge je sona ani lamme so yi so ji ga ja hi ja hi chen de ne ko da ti hi ti che de ya lamme ye ni ta menga sen de lam ji lamma ju be tam ba de so ji da jin ni de le jap ten je lo dong xin dong xi chen na ni mi ba chi xin chi xi ga ja hi ja xi chen ro ko re song da.
So like mentioned here, you know, if you one really want to meditate and one really want to practice, then you know the knowledgeable gurus of the lineage that handed down their personal instructions, you know, and meditate on it, and it is reinforced by the, you know, scriptural authorizations and also the testimonies of, you know, masters, you know, doing that. Really, you know, is a practical practice to do.
Mhm. Ngone son da den. Pena chi shingi ji yin yin shingi ji le song wa yin na. Ani chu hi sa ge pena nga chon den le ji no lo la yang ji pena to ba ni sa na re kan je lo ku ba yong re son da. De ma to pena nge shi ne ga gu son ba ku ju ji na ga de de na. Ani shin de ne ka bo re son da yong ka re. De son ba de ngone re son da.
So as mentioned here, you know, where those who know how to explain the teaching to do so for those who know how to listen. This statement is excellent and true, you know. A place like this, if one know how to explain and one how to know to listen, then, you know, there will be a, you know, chances to mature the, you know, disciples' mind and may gain realizations. Other than that, you know, I'm going to do a single-pointed meditation, concentration, and go in a remote place and, you know, meditate, you know, like that. It will be little
contradict with the teaching.
So like the, you know, the master, Tibetan master Jidzen Sherab Singhi, one of the, you know, hot disciple of Lama Tsongkhapa. So, you know, Jidzen Sherab Singhi obtained the realization of, you know, middle way in a Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching audience.
Not only,
Jidzen Sherab Singhi, there are many, you know, legends or stories that, you know, many masters has obtained the realizations in the teaching courtyard.
맞죠? 또 봐서 괜히 이거 맞아 당 건데 출신의 지시에 년신의 지시에서는 땡근의 레이샤 상인 되지도 용으로 올라다 변나. 도착하고 뭐 못이 두고로 왔다 간지. 뒤바도 용으로 왔다.
So maybe for us we cannot able to gain any realizations, but you know, if we know how to listen and how to explain, then you know we might have gain a full convictions, or you know it really clarifies our understanding.
당가 수준 최소의 가르사 안된도와 변에 다리 미비거 인세네 이는 무자르 미바시 아니 대 변에 로저 제비 뒤에 대지 변에 양래 제비 뒤에서 가지 어떻게 들리기 뒤 가간지네 들리지 얘는 로도 수치 뭐 수지가 변에 알려서라다 저런 소나 얘기를 당가지 가지 처대에 뒤서지 말아나 뒤지 칸대제에 대한 양래 예비 소리지 다른 거 출로에 대한 양래 예비 소리 나와진 고구매라든가.
So for us, you know, there is a misconception mentioned here. You know, we distinguish the times, like now is for the meditation, now is for the, you know, practice, and now is for the study. You know, we divide our time for this kind of things, and at the end, you know, we have nothing, you know, achievements. That is the big, you know, mistakes in our practice.
비지 드레징 어서 지 강갈로 예절이라다 배 지 계시 지 강도 지 제거 있는 미바 제스 제스 제는 러시아이지만도 지 하루 빈의 주시야의 방언이네 안도는 유인들이 못이네 니지 고 从 대비 내거래, 从 마 대비 내거래, 취집 취 마 대비 내, 그 그 가디유나 그 미바지 이천은 이천은 가서 로트고 면도 왔어라.
So you know we cannot able to you know able to continue our practice in 24 hours. You know we cannot do the meditation in 24 hours. You know all the time. You know we distinguish. Oh, morning we do a meditation and, you know, then read the, you know, recitations and recite the mantras and so on. So, you know, that is why, you know, we are not making any progress.
Mm-hmm. 지 신이 된지 코로나 지 가자다 간지 제바 채널에 미바 채널에 간지 들으지 못 하고 비서는 지 인사로 올라다.
So you know, if we you know practice genuinely, you know forcefully, then you know such as we practice on the reliance on the you know guru. Then, you know, we always, you know, hold in our mind the reliance on the Guru. So never apart our mind from that, you know, subject. You know, continuously, you know, all the time, you know, no matter what we are doing, you know, part of our mind is attached, you know, there in our practice.
Because I saw Kangala Rangshi Kangala Chul Tetsi Tenhin to Chi Egin Dabando Yana. I know I took it Hada Hatalji here the world. Kangshi Bahata Sheba Tenila, Maman Roja, Yansan Solo, Yansan Lord, Kotel Qua Kang Hilichi, Kodetun and Penguola, that Gans and Yanes and Tendrizendola.
So, you know, if we really, you know, try to, you know, want to make progress in our practice, then, you know, whatever we listen in Saturday, you know, we go home, and whenever we have a time, you know, try to read through the, you know, through the book and contemplate on it and try to gain some, you know, clear understanding about it, and then, you know, put into meditation, you know, that will be, you know, really helpful to make a progress.
Pengoso shogini sosenen rothugumendo ani mara shogere rezumanten rogumare de ni mara rere loote kochi kandere jitanona ane tono pacha jagere roton tene rendo alade shogin roton.
And we cannot cover a whole lot in one Saturday, so maybe it will be 2 pages or, you know, 1 page or 3 pages, not a whole lot. So, it won't take a long time to review. So, you know, the real, you know, practice would be, you know, like to do that.
Jima chuachi tona ngune jungle koyenge rani latis chi nipan ro tomatis kai pento yore ani langre se di katu ne me yison so ne yo langre yo langre se di ji ye do ko do ji nyane ji me ngi de ji ngo lo ngo su ki chue de tong chung de shu dang shu xia ge do la da.
And also it will leave a, you know, imprint in our mind stream. So we if we do that, then, you know, next Saturday questions time, you know, you have a question that really makes sense, that, you know, you work hard on it, and then you bring the, you know, doubts or comments or whatever, it make really good sense. So otherwise, then, you know, I practice Lamrim, you know, maybe 10 times or whatever, and didn't put into practice, and then, you know, kind of, you know, spoil ourselves. And then, you know, then I kind of look down to the teachings that I have practiced for this time and, you know, gain nothing, and that kind of, you know, misconception happen.
Then a chu teso na chu gin di tu ma res ma gi ko de ma gin di tu ma res la re gi song ji la re la ma
so. So if it is said that if we are really spoiled by the Dharma, then nothing can tame our mind. If the, you know, the container of the butter is not, you know, tamed by butter, so then that container cannot tame by anything.
Then how about the chute chute could sang it till a laring in Jindu Madonna? Any children member of Jibarin, Dito Yamarison, bet Tal Sebar Sunduda.
And, you know, especially, you know, if the spoiled mind, Dharma spoiled mind, you know, mind which is spoiled by Dharma, is not able to transform by Lamrim teaching, then, you know, nothing can able to tame that kind of mind, then it is like a fire in the water.
Yang pechi le pen chu do sing de na yi che jue mars chu gi do se de chu no lo lom bon ta mo bo de re no lo kam bo kan cha re s.
And also other thing is that we shouldn't be like a water stone, so the stone in the water stay there for many hundred of years, but when you break it, you know, it is totally dry inside.
Ngazon de pēnā ngā tā lō nī sī rō rē, ngā tō lō rī chāng sī wē rē, shēng jē tēng sī kā rī sēng tē, shēng jē tā chāng bō rē sē, tsāng jī mā tō, rō tōng dū sī rē, tēn ngō sī nēn dū rē rē sē nē jī hiē mē nā, tē nū rā bō chī rō wā lā tā ngē, chī rā tsā lō, tsō chāng sī kē mē ngō yō nē sī.
So we listened to the Lam Rim almost for now 2 years, and you know, if somebody asks, you know, how to practice the reliance on the Guru, this topic, then you know it's very important, you know, one of the most important practice, and you know, and you don't have any further explanations, then that would be the same like mentioned before the stone in the water.
Ko chulo chi tepa me ko chu gi ngubi ne chi gi ta chen ro chi chen ro na ko yang kro lang ga chi re ne chi kha ja ma do ngone ro ne chula chi ling ha yeso gi che chi gi tepa chi yeso na ngone chu sing de nyang ne gi ngo chu gi da tyu se ro chi le de ro sa la.
So you know, if you try to, you know, try to check dharma, you know, or in a scientific way or whatever, then that is a different thing. You don't have any faith in it, but you just wanna curious, just wanna check. That's all. If we have really faith in dharma, and you know, faith in Buddha and the teaching, then you know, we should be a little bit more than, you know, like those, you know, that curious people.
Mm-hmm. Jansa. Shiba tangji nyanglin de chi shiba sita zang de nang ye si. Jongji nyangwa dupa de yang kutu sha wo sa. Ado ni jindwa.
So we read through the text. However, those who know how to bring all these explanations into practice seem barely to exist at all. Therefore, you should also create another concise presentation of what to sustain in meditation.
Suro thongje dhamma de cha me cha ne se. Jongsin de la nge pa nye ma nye khoni ji se she pa nang shin se. Dene la ma jang pa nang ta ju me. Dhamma ji yung che wa la rin du jang pa nang jang se. Lang gong bi tse rang ki gong la jang bi yung de da ki shu nga ma u pa nang ye. Nga ma shu nga ma uwa nang ye. Je pa ten la mbe gu pa ndu na ang. Tsik nge se to pe te zang le ma me so se. Jong su la lo do ga pa she sen do o song.
We read through the text again. Whether you understand that all of the scriptures are personal instructions, follow only from whether you know this meditative process. Even those who have trained for a long time in the classic texts of the sutras and the mantra vehicles may, when meditating on the path, interpret texts in which they have trained to support misconception, such as the one mentioned above. What need is there to mention those who have not trained in the scriptural collections? Therefore, there is a need to establish this in a more detailed manner. Nevertheless, fearing verbosity, I have not written more than just this. This concludes the explanation of the refutation of misconceptions concerning the method of sustaining meditation. So we have passed the time, you know, apologies for that. And
Rāngjī sāngjī tāngjī tsērā kīndā gīyū shēnyā kī tū nyē shēnyā jīsā bā zimbā lā tēnē lāng tē nyā sā lēnē zūbī sāngjī jī kōpān tāpā jī nē jāng yōng wā shōgā nyam tē yī chītā hōng rō chītā.
So we dedicate whatever, you know, merit we have accumulated this time by listening the teaching for the, you know, to have a, you know, a success practice in reliance on the authentic guru and never be apart from guru until we attain Buddhahood.
Oh, yeah.